if you've been traveling a long time and you got a long time more to travel, you might say you had a blank before you finish.
Long way to go.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, like back there, well, if he fell this way, you'd say he fell
sideways.
Okay, I'm not pointing very well. If he fell
backwards.
Okay, all right. What if he fell the opposite way?
Forward.
Okay. Did you ever catch any fish?
Yes.
Okay, and if you had not caught any, you might say no blank a one.
Not a one.
Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, "Why is she blaming me? I blank wrong.
Didn't do anything wrong."
Okay. Someone apologizes for breaking your rake. You say, "That's all right. I didn't like it."
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, "He was eating candy and didn't give me
any."
Okay. Now, that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, "He'll have his trouble." If a little boy is spoiled a lot and you're saying when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
That does not.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
Okay. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
The furrow.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring? Would you have any name for that? The old dry dead grass that's left over from when you
hay.
First? Okay. The wheat is tied up into a... what would you...
bottle.
Okay. Would you have any other names for that? If you don't, you're fixing to say something that I don't.
Shock.
Okay. We raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
Bushels.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say,
you and I have to do the job.
Okay. If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, this job is for
you.
All right. Now, what if you were going to help, too? This job
is for us.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over. Or if Mr. Ross and you were coming to see me, you might say, call me on the phone, and who would you say is coming?
Tell him that.
Okay. What if you didn't call him by name? What would you say? I knew who you were talking about. What pronoun would you use to talk?
He and I.
Okay. If you knock at the door and say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's... Or if we were sitting here expecting some man who knocks on the door, you say, oh, it's only...
me.
Okay. And if it's a woman, you say... it's not him, but it's...
her.